Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Ca-caw! Ca-caw!
Todd Pyro on the phone with us this morning. Are you on a train or are you in your office?
No, I'm in my office.
And, nice.
And let me tell you, I have been so locked in to the St. Louis Battle Hawks. But just to be clear, can you guys, because I just want to make sure you guys have been following as well, can you fill me in on how they're doing this season?
Quite the fan, Todd.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I'm checking to see your fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to the game Saturday, Todd. I have a friend of mine invited me. My friend Bob, he's got decent seats, and we're going to get up at O'Dark 30 Saturday morning, go tailgate for a little while before the 11 a.m. game. Should be fun.
Whoa.
How about that?
Look at you, buddy. Look at you.
That is fandom. We had 40,000 people at the Dome the other day for the Battle Hawks. Some of these teams aren't drawing 7,000.
Wow. Hey, you got to support the team, as David Putty said on Seinfeld. You got to support the
you
team.
You got to support your team. You got it. So, yeah, I don't know. A.J. McCarron, they're doing pretty well.
They won last weekend.
They're 2-1. So
Great. Mm-hmm. I knew that. I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Hey, I guess since you take the train, people blocking the highway and protests up in New York would not have affected your commute, right?
Well, I mean, look, the time that I take a car in, but I also commute in the middle of the night. So if they're trying to make a point by blocking traffic at 2 a.m., you know, we already know that these protesters are morons. They may need some other kind of help if they're thinking that they're going to get their message across by blocking anything at 2 a.m. But yeah, I mean, look, I told my wife yesterday, like, look, we need to be mentally prepared for all, you know what, to hit the fan one day if these idiots decide to do something. Because, you know, we cut this thing pretty close to the margins in terms of timing.
Yes.
Some days. And, you know, what happens if we do that on one of these days and these idiots decide to strike on the West Side Highway or something like that? So, real serious concern. But it's also, I mean, forget about moving past the inconvenience, and it is inconvenient. There's also people that could have to go to a hospital. Well, that's life and death. And there's also the fact that they're chanting death to America.
And burning American flags.
Yes. That should be a huge issue. Like the whole death to America thing. Wow. On our American streets, I get upset. At least I used to get upset when I saw it on the streets of Iran.
Yeah.
It's in, like, Chicago. I mean, what is happening?
Why don't they leave? I mean, again, I think Mark and I would be willing to fork over some money to pay for them to go to a different country wherever they think that they would have more freedom or whatever the case may be. Like, by all means, go.
It's funny you mention that because I always, in my mind, I don't know if you guys do this, think about what I would do if I were president. And then I go to, like, this dream world if I was president and had every member of everybody in every Congress across the land, every state legislature on my same party. And I go to this crazy world. And one of the things that I would do is make sure that I have $25,000 if you leave the country. I will pay you $25,000. If you hate our country so much, we'll give you $25,000 with the restriction that you need to stay away for 5 years.
You can't come back.
Yeah. Can't come back for 5 years.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, isn't it?
You'll find out how good things are, I think. And the other, you know, a friend of mine texted me earlier when we were talking about this story with the protesters. The majority of these folks who are protesting wouldn't live in Gaza if you paid them to. They wouldn't go over there and live. And many of them would probably be subjected to torture or worse if they did go over there.
Yeah. And again, look, we are one of the most amazing countries when it comes to LGBTQ rights. I love the people who, and again, I have so many members of that community that are my friends. They are not these people I'm talking about. I'm talking about these hardcore radicals or like, you know, Gays for Gaza, or, you know, they're so into the Hamas cause. Hamas would kill you in a heartbeat just because of who you are. And the fact that that doesn't resonate with them, and this country's the bad country, just shows how stupid they are.
Yeah, I feel like they're just trying to associate that, oh, we're oppressed, we're marginalized, and therefore we're going to stand with you.
But it shows that they've done no research.
Right, right.
It's unreal. Yeah. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't impact your community today. Hopefully, I think it might have been a tax day thing, but you know, they'll find another reason. And we get some warning, like the building here will say, hey, you know, plan protest in and around, close to, maybe not that close to the building. Basically, they sort of explain how close it's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, sometimes they don't announce, like, well, Iran announces we're going to bomb. You know, sometimes it's a sneak attack, you know?
Yeah, and it irritated me when they did it here in St. Louis a few years ago with a wink and a nod, and these progressive administrations get away with this. They basically had an agreement in advance that, hey, we're going to go block the highway, and then after 15 minutes, you can arrest us. I mean, they it was all planned out. So that's irritating to me when they know it's coming and people are still inconvenienced by it. Hey, before we run out of time, what's the environment up there with the Trump in court? Is it just a zoo?
You know where we are. You know where the court is. We're just not close enough to it physically. And you know, again, to your question, I'm not asking people on the streets of New York City. I'm going with my head down, unless I'm given an assignment by Fox. And I'm going to the Grand Central, and I'm not paying attention to anybody.
Yeah.
But you know, based upon the scenes that I've seen, like you have, you know, it seems like it's an annoyance to a lot of people there, but it is a bigger issue. Think of all the money that is being used in a city that is, you know, I'm not saying we're bankrupt, but we're spending a lot of money on stupid trials and paying for migrants that shouldn't be here. Well, and if you're working three jobs, not seeing you're putting your kids to bed at night, living in some really tiny apartment in the Bronx, is this the world you want? I don't get it.
I'm with you. I'm going to have to get Todd a Battle Hawks hat this weekend that he can pull down over his eyes so nobody recognizes him as he's rushing off to the train station.
You know me. I'm recognized wherever I go throughout the streets, because everybody in New York City is up at 5 a.m. saying, where can I get my conservative news?
Todd, have a good trip home, my friend.
Will do. Have a great week.
All right.
Go Battle Hawks. Caw-caw!
Talk to you soon. Todd Pyron. It almost sounded like him, but I'd already
hung
up.
I know, I can't differentiate.
He did a really good job. Yeah.
Man.
Sounding like himself?
Todd cracks me up. He's got network news anchor, and he's so self-deprecating. He is. He just doesn't take himself too seriously. That's great.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.